If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
The Grim Reaper is a figure that obviously everyone understands in pop culture, in culture in general. Its meaning is death. It is there to bring death. What do you do when you see it in real life? How do you process this? Does it mean you're next? Does it mean someone around you is next? How on earth do you as a human compete with the Grim Reaper? In our next story, a listener comes face to face with this figure, with this hooded figure in all of its stereotypical glory. What was it, though? Why was it there? No one died. Why did this thing show up? I think it leads to a larger question of when you are surrounded by many people in a compact building, an apartment building, can what others have going on influence those they surround in dark ways, such as this, such as seeing this figure? Can the Grim Reaper get confused and show up at the wrong place? That's my question. If you're the Grim Reaper, you're like, okay, apartment AC. Ah, shit, I went in AD. I freaked out the wrong people. And then they go to the next one over. And then that person has the experience but never talks about it. And only AC is the one that actually ends up talking about the haunting experience. Take a listen. You be the judge of this Grim Reaper experience. As a young newlywed, my husband and I moved to a small one-bedroom unit on the top floor of an older high-rise apartment in Alexandria, Virginia. This was in the 1980s, after we had been there a few months. One night, I suddenly awoke from a sound sleep. I had this feeling that someone else was in the room beside my husband and myself. I opened my eyes, only to see a large, pale, white-cloaked, Grim Reaper-type figure looking at me from my closet. Its face was a black void. It felt evil and menacing as it had faced me with its no face face. I felt my heart race with terror. I closed my eyes, thinking to myself, I must still be dreaming. I slowly counted to three and opened my eyes again, and it was still there. As I was lying on my side facing the closet and not wanting to take my eyes off this menacing specter, I reached behind me to shake awake my husband, whose back was to me. I shook him like a rag doll, but he would not wake up. This is my husband, who used to wake up easily. I squeezed my eyes shut and thought to myself, if I open my eyes and that thing is still there, I'm going to scream bloody murder. I opened my eyes again. A sharp scream lodged in my throat, and thank God the Reaper was gone. I told my husband about it the next day, but he did not believe me. It was anything paranormal, at least, he didn't believe. He just thought I was dreaming. A few days later, we were taking a shower together. I got out first and wrapped myself in a towel. I was using the dim bathroom light to navigate my way to turn on the bedroom light. And for some reason, we had only one bedroom light, and it was on the far side of the room next to the bed. However, when I reached the foot of the bed, the light suddenly went out. It was pitch black. I could not see a thing. My husband and I both yelled out, "Hey, turn that back on!" to each other in unison. It was a moment of panicked silence while we tried to figure out what was going on. My mind kept returning to the Reaper in my closet. My husband could hear that I wasn't near the bathroom when I yelled, and I could hear that he was still in the shower. There were three bulbs in the bathroom light fixture. They couldn't have all blown at the same time, could they? Maybe a breaker was somehow blown, or the power to the building was out. I yelled out, "Just a minute," and started to blindly feel my way back to the bathroom because I couldn't see in the pitch black. I had that tingly feeling that warned me that someone was near me, but supposedly there was only my husband and me there, and I could hear him splashing under the shower spray and his feet squeaking on the bottom of the tub. I stumbled my way back to the bathroom and flipped the light switch, and surprise, the bathroom light instantly came on. I told my husband that the switch was somehow flipped off. He hopped out of the shower and saw that I was frightened, so he then knew for sure that I wasn't joking with him. We searched the apartment together, but all windows and doors were locked, and no one was in the apartment with us. We chalked it up to maybe the switch just wasn't clicked all the way, because it happened only a few days after I saw the creature in my closet, and I felt somehow it was connected. We found out sometime later that a man had committed suicide by jumping off the roof of the building a year or two prior to us living there. I have no idea if it was connected to the events we, or I, experienced, but it did increase the uneasy feeling we had about the apartment. After the blackout event in the bathroom, we'd occasionally hear the balcony rattling, or the balcony door rattle in the middle of the night, but never had anything so startling happen again. I never saw that creature in my closet again, but after that one event, I always kept my closet door closed at night, and I still do. I can't help but wonder what or who that Grim Reaper figure was, and why it appeared to me.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.